In episode 9 of Just for a Change, we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, the burning issue on everyone's lips. This is an ever-evolving story, and we discuss why the COVID-19 vaccination is the social justice challenge of our time.
Well, you know, if you think back to December, we actually didn't have any vaccine. You know, everything was COVAX. And suddenly, from one presidential announcement to one ministerial press conference, things changed, and the situation has changed so rapidly, you know, week to week, day to day, hour to hour, that it's hard to keep up.
So I think there's not a question that the private sector has to be involved in this. I mean, clearly that's the only way this is going to be successful, in least part because we have limited sources to fund this rollout.
So we have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine arriving, but it's not coming in a big bolus. So we're still facing the hard choices of who gets it first and how do we organize that.
I think as painful as COVID-19 has been, in many ways it's brought health back as a real issue for people. It's not health that happens to someone else or health that happens in a hospital. It's health that happens to you. You're seeing it happen to your neighbor. You're seeing it happen to your family member. We've all had to stay at home. I think it's the first time in many of our lives where we've all been so profoundly aware of what it is to be healthy.
We then also chat to Phumza Matwele, a graduate of the Raymond Ackerman Academy of Entrepreneurial Development based at the UCT Graduate School of Business. Phumza is the founder of Unimike Trading and proprietor of two Shoplift Med stores, the sole over-the-counter pharmacy and healthcare center in Khayelitsha, the biggest township in Cape Town.
What value do you think you would bring at this moment that we're in?
A Shoplift Med store, as a small business, we can have opportunity to work with government. One, as I said before, our people, they need more education about COVID-19 vaccine.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss this episode.